Coming up on episode number 289. Well, tonight's show is faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a speeding locomotive. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is February 1st, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, as you can tell by the theme music there, bringing you a cover story. That's really loud. A cover story of Superman. He hasn't done any covers, or people haven't covered his songs. He hasn't done any songs to be covered, unlike Batman and the Batusi. As I was putting together a show on superheroes, I realized that I actually have, enough material to put together a Superman show. So that is what we're doing. So tonight you'll hear covers of all sorts of songs related to and about the Man of Steel. And really, I guess that's all I'm going to say about the intro there. So why don't we get right into it here. Our first track tonight is an a cappella number that's performed by a group called The Blanks. Now, The Blanks have appeared on, The Blanks actually got their start appearing on the television show Scrubs. And the lead singer of the group is Sam, who is a very prominent character on the show. So coincidentally, they're covering the main theme song to Scrubs, which is entitled Superman, was originally performed by Laszlo Bain.
No, 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 no.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Superman,
no, 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 no.
Superman,
no. I'm no Superman.
Superman,
no. Your love online, you think you're doing fine, but you're just plugged into the wall. And that deck of tarot cards won't get you very far. There ain't no hand to break your fall. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta know just when to fold. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
No, 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 no,
Superman. I'm no Superman.
Superman.
No, 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 no. That's right. You've crossed the finish line, won the race but lost your mind. Was it worth it after all? I need you here with me, 'cause love is all we need. Just take a hold of the hand that breaks the fall. Well, I know what I've been told. Gotta break free to break the mold. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I can't do this all on my own. No, I know that I'm no Superman.
No, 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 no,
no, no. I'm no Superman.
He can't do it. Someday we'll be together.
I'm no Superman.
Someday soon.
Oh no, I'm no Superman.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a little reprise there. That's Superman's Song, originally by the Crash Test Dummies, performed there by James B's Royal Jelly Orchestra, with that kind of older-style swing sound. You'll find that on the 1996 release Cocktail, Shaken and Stirred. Fun little cover there. And then before that, you heard The Blanks, the Scrubs House a cappella band, with a cover of the Scrubs theme song, Superman, from the 2004 release Riding the Wave. And that's a cover of the theme song originally performed by Laszlo Bane. Let's get into something a little bit more electronic. I actually had a bunch of different versions of Donovan's Sunshine Superman that I could put on the show. This, I think, was the most fun and certainly the most technologically superior. It's a version called Sunshine Superman Stereo Phase Update, and it's performed by LB, and I've played them before on the show. Can't remember what I played, but you'll recognize the style of this. It's a very mechanical, electronic-sounding version of the song, and it's what I really like about it, though, is that it intersperses or intermixes the organic sound of the vocals in with that electronic stuff, sort of like a modern-day Max Headroom. Here's LB with Sunshine Superman.
Yeah.
Is the Gear Daddies with their cover of Black Superman, Muhammad Ali, originally performed by Johnny Wakelin and the Kinshasa Band, a song from the mid-70s, about 1974, 1975, a song written, of course, about the great boxer, Muhammad Ali. And that version comes from the Gear Daddies' release, Can't Have Nothing Nice, which came out in 1997. Before that, you heard LB from the album Pop Artificiel, which came out in 1998 with a cover of Donovan's Sunshine Superman. That whole album is just awesome, that Pop Artificiel. A very electronic. It's great to have on in the background while you're working. You won't get too distracted by the whirs and the clicks and the noises. Very, very cool stuff. And speaking of the clicks, our next track is a cover of a group called The Clicks. You know, I know a podcast that would be very impressed by that segue there. Superman, just plain called Superman. Now, a lot of people credit R.E.M. with this song, but they don't realize that the R.E.M. version is a cover itself of a group called The Clicks that came out, man, I think it was the 60s. I actually played the original version of Superman on one of the original Ville episodes. Go check that out. Just do a search on the site for original Ville, and you'll find it. This version is performed by the Beatifics, and it comes from a CD, a not lame CD, called Right to Choose Bubblegum Classics Revisited. Here are the Beatifics with Superman.
Thank you.
Pontifics with Superman, originally by The Clicks, covered later by REM, probably more famously by REM. I guess it's hard for me to not want that version to just go a little bit faster. Like, I want it to be a little bit more upbeat, almost like the Clicks original or the REM cover. But still has a different sound to it, especially with the overfuzz on the guitar, the extra feedback on the guitar. And kind of a later John Lennon sound to the vocals and the echo behind the vocals. Maybe it's just me hearing that, though. All right, one last track for today's show. And I wanted to separate this track from the last one to give it a little bit of an intro, because on its own, without a little background, I think you might not enjoy it as much. But the way I hear this song, and the original by Five for Fighting, basically the song I'm going to play is Superman, It's Not Easy. Now, Five for Fighting had a big hit with this a few years ago. And between the high sort of falsetto of the vocalist, it just never really connected with me. The original didn't. This version, after a couple of listens, did, and it wasn't the first listen that did it. It was a few listens later that that this version really connected with me as kind of the world-weary, almost jaded Superman coming to terms with how the planet just needs him around when there's trouble. And it's interesting, you know, just kind of a side note. I'm kind of a comic book geek. In my secret identity, but that is what kind of made Superman kind of unique, was that while Peter Parker and Bruce Wayne had their secret identities, they dressed up as the superheroes. Whether on the other hand, Superman was the superhero, and he dressed up as Clark Kent, you know, on his alter ego. I thought it was kind of an interesting juxtaposition there. Anyway, back to the song. Here's the world-weary sound of Superman, performed here by the gravelly-voiced Catman Cohen from his How I Want to Live album, with a cover of Five for Fighting's Superman, It's Not Easy.
Even heroes sleep sound tonight. I'm not crazy or anything. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. Men weren't meant to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man.
That is Superman, It's Not Easy, originally performed by Five for Fighting. They're covered by part social activist, part musician Catman Cohen from his How I Want to Live. Now, you may remember I played a version of Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue that featured him on vocals that, again, you know, showcased that very, very unusual, gravelly, world-weary voice. All right, and that is going to do it for tonight's show. Speaking of gravelly voices, my voice is starting to go out on me. If you want to get in touch with me for a request or suggestion, don't forget, by the way, that I do have that all-request edition of Coverville coming up on February 11th. This one's going to be dedicated to people serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so if you have a dedication or a request for someone over there, whether it's somebody specific or some just the general dedication to the people serving over there, please send me an audio comment, send me a request via email. And you can do it at coverville@gmail.com, coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with the standard edition of the All Request Show. Tina will be there for Musically Challenged, and who knows what else we'll have there, but tune in for that. Also want to say happy birthday to my wonderful son Tristan, who turns 10 today. Love you, man. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.